This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics on a really good one. Our theme this week is we want to show you how important IT is. First segments are going to deal with that. We're going to talk about a thing that Project Veritas is involved in right now, where they've really dug some stuff up on Pfizer that I think you're going to find to be very, very interesting. Jimmy, let's start out with that one. What's going on there now with Pfizer?
So Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's undercover journalist organization,
yeah,
who tries to, you know, identify fraud and corruption, they set up a journalist that was undercover to talk to this guy, Dr. Jordan Tristan Walker.
Uh-huh.
His job, Dr. Walker's job, was worldwide R&D strategic operations and mRNA strategic planning for Pfizer. Strategic planning for Pfizer in New York.
Uh-huh.
Now, what happened was this: the way Project Veritas works is they get a couple of drinks and a guy, and usually have a young lady, and those people just spill their guts on all kinds of things, and that's what's popped up on videos over and over again. But in this particular case, there was another guy involved, another male,
yeah,
who apparently was on a date with this Dr. Jordan Walker and got videotape of him discussing the plans with Pfizer to continue research to make the virus, COVID-19, more dangerous so that they could develop vaccines to counter them.
Yeah.
And, of course, this opens a can of worms for many, many issues because it looks like gain-of-function research.
Yeah.
He admits to it. He's discussing it. But he's talking about how financially lucrative COVID has been for Pfizer and how this would be another cash cow. And he also basically acknowledges that the probability that COVID-19 came out of a lab in Wuhan and just popped up.
Yeah.
In these
and now they found something better, right?
Well, what they're doing is
they're trying to make something better, yeah.
Evolving the virus to make it more deadly so that they can build, or at least more dangerous, potentially exceptionally dangerous, so they could build vaccines to counter it.
Yeah.
So basically they're creating the problem so that they can sell a solution. Incredibly damning information for Pfizer. And he's in a position and a role that would indicate that this is accurate information.
Well, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Do you think that this adds a whole bunch of credibility to the people who are saying that the Pfizer products really don't do anything anyway?
You know what? This in particular just shows that what Pfizer has done has failed to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that as they're developing, using mRNA technology, developing more vaccines, creating more dangerous vaccines to create more mRNA-based vaccines, it shows a spiral and a danger from something that, you know, is really out of the realm and the regulators should be looking at. It's out of the realm of reality. It's out of the realm of what should be done by any organization.
I can't believe, Jimmy, that regulators aren't looking at this situation right now. I mean, I'm sitting here in my studio, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and I know about it.
Well, so
they got to know about it.
In this discussion, in his undercover videotapes, he actually acknowledges in the discussion how the revolving door from the regulators go into the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
So that they leave FDA or they leave the NIH, National Institute of Health, and they actually go into the pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, that revolving door gives more, not only more credibility and experience, but also probably helps in the regulation and the deregulation or the allowing of this to go forward.
Yeah.
And of course, we've seen so many damaging things come out of these vaccinations now. A lot of people are wondering, well, how could it be so corrupt? But he kind of indicates why. And he actually equates it also with the military industry and military industrial complex and people leaving the military and rolling right into defense contractors.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that something like this has actually come to my attention here on a Saturday. I was going over all the comments last night, and Charster, who I happen to think is a pretty bright guy, mentioned a woman who I'm not going to give her name right now, but she was involved apparently in producing a video that was banned. It was banned because it was pretty much anti-government, and it was an incredibly powerful video. I've watched it, part of it. And I fully intend to send you the video. And between what's going on right now with Pfizer and Project Veritas and some other things that we're going to talk about, that adds a whole bunch of credit to what Charster was saying in his comment. And it kind of makes me look like an idiot because my response basically said, you know, I can't believe that something like that would have any credibility whatsoever. Well, he showed me that it's got a whole bunch of credibility, and then doing this particular segment on Pfizer and this Dr. Jordan Walker, and I understand that Robert Malone is part of this deal, too.
Well, last night, Tucker Carlson did a very big opening on it. I think it was 20 minutes long, nearly 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And, basically, you know, Tucker Carlson is the only mainstream media outlet, the only, you know, Fox News and his show that would show this.
Yeah.
None of the other networks, none of the other news industries talked anything about it. And, you know, typically the left is very protective. They do not like Project Veritas.
No.
And they've attempted very, very often to discredit him and discredit the people that they interview in some of these very influential videos.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. When you actually, and apparently Google is trying to scrub history on this guy, Dr. Jordan Walker, but when you look at his actual, the facts behind it, he is an incredibly credible, I mean, a serious guy at Pfizer.
Yeah.
Worldwide R&D strategic operations, MRA's scientific planning. He was a consultant for Boston Consulting Group in pharmaceuticals. He was a urologist, a resident urologist, and an analyst for the New York area from 2013 to 2014.
Uh-huh.
So he was a UT Southwestern Medical Center where he got his MD.
Yeah.
And apparently went to Yale with a Bachelor of Science in Molecular, Cellular, and Developmental Biology. He's licensed in the state of New York. So he's a serious guy in a serious position at a serious company, Pfizer, the most influential pharmaceutical company in the world, that actually, oh, by the way, has the highest criminal fine in history from pharmaceutical companies, so from any company.
Yeah.
And here he is explaining what they're doing, and then he goes ballistic at the end of the video when James O'Keefe confronts him about, asks him about questions about it. So very interesting video to watch. But Dr. Robert Malone highlighted on Tucker Carlson at the end of his segment that, hey, look, this just shows how far behind they are with this problem and the weaknesses with the entire process and the entire system right now. But it also shows the level of corruption we have within the pharmaceutical industry and our government that actually is completely connected with them.
Jimmy, we're getting close to a break time, and I want to ask you a question. I want to continue this just briefly in the next segment, and the reason I want to do it is I've got a few questions about Dr. Malone, and the reason I have those questions is purely and simply I read some of his stuff, I watched an interview with him. I think he could be a very, very big name in the IT world. Hey, stick around, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I mean, you know, that was a pretty interesting segment talking about what's going on and how the IT is starting to affect, really affect, I would have to say, evidence gathering for subjects on the Internet. We're going to stay on that right now, but before we do, I want to ask your opinion about somebody, Jim. Dr. Robert Malone, I'm seeing more and more of him on the Internet, and I'm pretty impressed. What do you think?
Yeah, so Dr. Robert Malone, he was a researcher. I think he was at University of California, Davis, in the late 80s, had actually identified the mRNA technologies and did some work and some patenting to develop the initial stages of what could be done with mRNA.
Yeah.
Now, he's come out and very concerned with the possible damages that can be done with this technology and the potential negative impacts that it has on people.
Yeah.
However, and he came out very early when they were developing these vaccines. He was not derogatory about them, but he was just trying to explain the possibilities of what could go wrong, and he was censored heavily. Basically,
he talked about possibilities.
Yes, and one of the key initial researchers in the development of this technology, he was attacked.
Yeah.
He was attacked by pharmaceutical companies. He was attacked by the government. He was silenced by big tech companies.
Uh-huh.
And to the point where Wikipedia actually scrubbed information on his original patents and research into mRNA, trying to discredit him. Since then, he's been a very vocal voice. He has not backed down. He puts out a daily newsletter, I think it's daily, if not multiple times a week, that provides information on the latest bits of knowledge on not only vaccinations, on COVID, but also on other social and scientific issues out there in the world. And he does have a very big following. So he's getting more and more attention. Now that some of the things that he had warned about are appearing to be true, he's getting listened to a lot more. And
yeah,
in fact, he's been a speaker at some of the hearings that Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has held. And, of course, you know, very knowledgeable guy on this subject. So
yeah,
someone that we should have been listening to and should never have silenced.
Yeah, well, it's too bad they got cut initially at the beginning, but I'm not surprised of what's going on. It's pretty obvious to me that COVID is a pretty hot subject right now, and it seems to me like the powers that be really are telling everything about COVID that we should know. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's the science representatives from the U.S. government have pushed agendas that I think some are beginning to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
I think the influence from the senior members of former FDA commissioners, say Scott Gottlieb, who now is on the board of Pfizer, some of these different influences that went from the government directly over into the pharmaceutical industry have influenced the decision making, and of course there's phenomenal amounts of money being made on all these issues, and that's incredibly dangerous when you combine government and very influential lobbyists and big corporations in these public-private partnerships, and the government loses focus on taking care of people.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what we're seeing right now with the entire COVID situation from the beginning.
Hmm. Pretty interesting. I mean, you know, if the government wants to keep that information away from us, it must be pretty dangerous. And it sure isn't turning out to be that way.
Well, I mean, it is.
No, well, that's the point.
Yeah, I mean, it's turning out to be incredibly dangerous, and I think it's going to be dangerous for many people's careers if the full truth is put forward.
Yeah.
And hopefully there will be not only investigations, but also accountability where people actually look and tell some of these people that are involved in silencing, censoring legitimate scientists and legitimate questions on these issues, and government officials go to jail for doing that, it's going to continue to happen. And that's where we have to see a change right now.
How do you think this silencing, for lack of better terms, is going to affect long-term Anthony Fauci?
Well, ideally, I mean, he's used a lot of little nuanced issues to try to keep him out of trouble.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if he funded gain-of-function research and used all these methods and lies and tools to kind of cover that up,
yeah,
and it was ultimately found that the Wuhan lab started this based on gain-of-function research,
yeah,
I mean, he should go down in history as one of the most despised men in the world.
I would think so.
And at this point, I don't know if there's any way he's going to be recovered, but ultimately I think someone like that should be held accountable,
especially for
silencing voices. And he and Francis Collins, the former NIH director, went out of their way to silence very experienced and very qualified epidemiologists and doctors from stating their concerns about this push on vaccinations and on the response to the COVID pandemic overall.
Would you say the push on vaccinations, I mean, sure, it's one thing, it's pretty extraordinary, but wouldn't you say it's a little bit overkill, perhaps? I mean, they terrified. My experience, looking at my kids and talking to them, my kids were terrified. They never let their children out of the house. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. Look what it did to the kids in school. I think it was a little bit of overkill, Jim. How about you?
Oh, there's no question, and it continues to be overkill. In fact, now that we know that young people, and we've known for a long time, really since 2020, late summer 2020, that this did not impact young people, and actually forcing and approving vaccinations and boosters for the young, and then intimidating people and forcing them, scaring them and intimidating into taking these vaccinations when you don't know the long-term effects of it, in my view, it's criminal. It's criminal.
Yeah,
and I think it's incredible. And they're still pushing it. They're still pushing them, which I think is a huge, huge mistake.
Well, I remember somebody in our book club brought a copy of a book that was written by actually a physician, and he said purely and simply, the book was probably 250 pages long, and they all boiled down to one thing. There's really a major problem for older people, and for particularly for older people who are sick. There's a major problem for people who are older and obese. There's no problem for kids, and I would have to say, being generous, there's probably no problem for the population if they're under the age, if they're not over the age, I guess I should say, of about 65.
Well, and it looks like that this is just, that it was the same danger you'd have from pneumonia, even less of danger from pneumonia,
right,
which is what this whole disease evolves into. It's like a very bad flu season.
Yeah.
But, of course, now we've seen that, in fact, some of the impacts of these vaccinations reduce people's immune capabilities. And so, yeah, you should have been targeting the population.
Yeah, no, I mean, for sure. Yeah. Jimmy, we're at the break. We got to take a break for the news, and we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
News update. Memphis police releasing video from the January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols and the firing of five Memphis police officers who now face numerous charges, including murder. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. also announced he was relieving two deputies of duty.
Two Shelby County deputies are relieved of duty pending an investigation. The announcement came after videos were released to the public from various angles on Friday. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he's launching an investigation into whether the deputies violated police policy. Five Memphis police officers who face charges including second-degree murder were previously fired from the department. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Arctic temps across the northern plains and Midwest for more than 20 million people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
For politics, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the inoculations that are taking place right now. They call them boosters. You can't go to the internet without finding some medical experts who are saying the boosters are bad. Jimmy had actually a first-hand experience, unfortunately, centered around very large groups that he was involved in, in California, when two of his very close friends and family members perished. And Jim said the experience that he had at the funerals were absolutely mind-boggling. Jim, I'd like you to tell those again, if you would.
Yeah, I'll just briefly review. So, you know, both my brother and my uncle passed away this late August and then September. My brother very suddenly, liver issue, and my uncle, a liver issue. Now, both of them were young, and healthy people. My brother was in his, 59, I believe, and
yeah,
59, and my uncle was 66. Now, my uncle took the shots initially in, I think, right when they came out in February or early March of 2020, and 2 months later was diagnosed with a tumor on his liver, and then very rapidly declined. My brother shockingly just died both of a heart attack and something that caused the liver. We don't really know. We tried to get more information, but but the bottom line is, we go to the funerals. There's over 200 people at the funeral for my uncle, and everybody at the funeral got COVID.
Yeah.
This is in California, where almost all of them were actually vaccinated. And my family, none of us have been vaccinated. Now, we've had COVID. We were not vaccinated. We took no boosters, no vaccinations. None of us, none of me, my wife, and my children got COVID from this event, but everybody else that had been vaccinated did, including my aunt and my cousins and very close family members.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is they're showing more and more evidence. There's a lot of studies out there right now showing that if you take the boosters, if you've had the vaccinations and the boosters, you're actually more susceptible to the virus. And that's according to multiple studies out there. So,
well, you're susceptible to the virus, but you're also susceptible to some other medical events that are really, really interesting. Heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera. I just went to a funeral a week ago today for Master Chief Mike Bailey, who was in fantastic health. He was a Master Chief in the U.S. Navy SEAL team. He was a war hero. He was highly decorated. The experience that I was involved with Mike is that he was feeling kind of rocky one night. His wife insisted on calling an ambulance, taking him into the emergency room to find out what was wrong. He got about halfway to the ER, and he just had a knockdown, absolutely tragic heart attack, and he perished. In addition to the football player who collapsed on the field, I believe that was about 2-3 weeks ago, this thing is pretty scary, and you've got to get more attention like that. Those aren't just coincidences, Jim.
No, and it's becoming quite apparent. There are a large number of people that are passing from unexpected circumstances, and there's very little information out there to go back and review. The CDC has come out and said, hey, yeah, we're going to take a look at some of these incidences, and that there may be some risk involved, but they've been covering it up for so long, and we see that with more and more information that's coming out from both the Attorney Generals of Louisiana and Missouri case against the Biden administration for big tech censorship. And we're seeing it in emails from Facebook as well as the Twitter file releases. The government was involved in censoring information that might have made people's decision, might have made people question their decision to go ahead and get these vaccines, because, in fact, it turns out that maybe they're not as safe and effective as the government had purported them to be. And, of course, the media just jumped on board with that. And we're seeing incredibly damaging events all around the world right now with healthy athletes. We're seeing many people. My next-door neighbor had COVID. He's had three boosters, two shots and three boosters, and he got COVID, and he was down for 2 months.
Yeah.
So, it's the safe and effective argument has to be questioned. The investigations need to go forward, and the government censoring other scientists and other research that may have changed people's minds about taking these risky vaccines. In my view, a global experiment, because it was a global experiment. No one had ever done this mRNA technology before to inject it in people's bodies at a large scale. So we're seeing the ramifications of it, and I hope and pray we get to the bottom of it. And that's one thing that that this new House of Representatives better push in order to protect the American people from continued damage from these government authorities that are pushing agendas and silencing critics from actually talking about what potentially could save your life.
Yeah, completely agree, Jimmy. I have to say that I watched an attempted interview that took place in Davos between a newscaster and the chairman, if I'm not mistaken, of Pfizer. The chairman of Pfizer was confronted with some very, very interesting questions pertaining to exactly what Jimmy and I are talking about right now, and he refused to answer every single question. He was clearly very uncomfortable, and I would suggest anybody who wants to see that, Google Pfizer chairman in Davos.
It
really Rebel, should stop and think. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think Rebel News out of Canada were the ones that did that interview,
They tried.
And what we're seeing across the board is the truth is beginning to come out, that this, what we were told was a lie. Across, that Americans were. Now, you know, this radio show and the people on here, we've kind of been looking at this for a long time.
Yeah.
One of the more interesting pieces of news that just has popped out, I think Natalie Winters did a piece that shows that EcoHealth Alliance, and that's Peter Daszak, the guy that actually put, the researcher that controlled EcoHealth Alliance, that put together this kind of cutout to fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab for Anthony Fauci and NIH under a biomedical intelligence, biomedical security funding. And after the Congress, after the Obama White House, it's, hey, no gain-of-function research. He actually has received about $7 million more dollars this last year from NIH, National Institute of Health, funding to do more research on killer viruses.
And who was that again, Jimmy?
Peter Daszak.
Okay.
Peter Daszak is the guy that put together the initial team of doctors that poo-pooed the idea that this was created, that the COVID-19 virus was created in the lab.
Yeah.
And it actually is turning out that is probably the case, and most evidence points that way. And here he is, a guy that tried to cover up his involvement in this, is getting more money from the U.S. government and from the National Institute of Health in order
Well, I mean, what's their choice? They can just give up, or they can say, you know what, the people on the fringe like Corlin and McKinney were right. They're not going to admit that. They're going to continue doing exactly what you're talking about, Jimmy.
There's right,
no question
which is
about
why.
That. You guys, we're going to have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 15 seconds. We're going to talk in the last segment of the program. Jimmy, real quick, we're going to talk about what?
We'll talk about the politics of what's happening right now, maybe finish up on this topic.
There we go. Okay, listen, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. It's been really fun putting this together. Fringe news, I call it. You guys stick around. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here to wrap up KER politics, we're going to talk about the new chairman of the Republican Party. Her name is Ronna McDaniel. Jimmy has some interesting things to say about that particular move, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Republicans seem to be going in a very, very different direction than Donald Trump. Jimmy, you want to comment on that first?
Yeah, so Ronna McDaniel has been the RNC chairperson since 2016.
Yeah.
Donald Trump actually supported her because of her support in Michigan and influential financial support for him back then. She took over as the party chair. Since then, we've lost the House in 2018.
Yep.
We lost the presidency in 2020, and we did not take the Senate and had a very, very weak showing, what should have been a phenomenal showing in the 2022 election.
Mm-hmm.
And what it turns out is that apparently the RNC has been very selective of who they've been funding for candidates. Joe Kent is an example there in Washington where they would not support him because he wanted to use different data than the party had, and they had these agreements with their very influential subcontractors for data and influence operations, and they wanted to protect their contractors more than they wanted to help get victory in some of these races. So that's a damaging thing.
Yeah.
Sure. And she didn't. She basically has caused, in my view, a big split in the Republican Party because she has been supportive of kind of the institutional DC view. But she did win re-election. Let me just finish this. So today was the election in California. Today's Friday as we record this. She won 111 votes. Harmeet Dhillon, who was a lawyer from California and a volunteer, been very involved in legal cases to protect free speech in America First agendas. She won 51 votes. And Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, has been continually supporting Donald Trump and questioning the outcome of the 2020 election and funding a lot of it through his resources. He got 4 votes. So this is business as usual for the elitist inside the Republican Party, and what they do not realize is they're very much separated from the vast majority of the supporters of basic principles that of America First and,
yeah.
And to this nation, the Constitution.
Well, I have to say, I mean, my first impression after the election, you know, where we got control of the House, but we sure didn't have a very good showing in terms of the Senate, I have to say. And talking with friends, talking with colleagues, looking at some of the, and reading and commenting with some of the people on our blog, the general consensus was the Republicans are too disorganized. But what you're saying is they're going in typically a very wrong direction. Is that correct?
I am. So, you know, having experience with the party, both at a local level and at, you know, statewide level in Washington, and then actually having experience with the Republican Party here in South Carolina, it's not that the party is not organized. The Republican Party is very organized.
Yeah.
And in fact, my experience is it's much more organized and disciplined than the Democratic Party in general. However, the Democratic Party is very effective at getting activists involved and then using influence to shape the outcomes that they want, much more effective than the Republican Party is. So is it organizational? I don't know if it's an organizational problem. I think it's actually a mission problem and how far the Democrats are willing to go and how unwilling the Republicans are to call out the Republic or the Democrats manipulating the system.
Yeah, I find that to be rather interesting. You and I have had that conversation off mic a number of times, and my comment is, you know, the pendulum swings, this may be a little simplistic, but the pendulum swings both ways, and right now it does not appear to be swinging in favor necessarily of the Democrats, Jim.
I think there's, as you get more information out there and more opening, more free speech, the Twitter example is good, yeah. And you're getting more information on COVID. I think a lot of people are going to be very disappointed in their government, and they're certainly disappointed right now in Joe Biden's leadership and the Democratic Party's leadership in America. So is there a swing that way? There is a swing. However, and we saw that in massive numbers of polls that showed that people are really dissatisfied with the direction of the country.
Uh-huh.
But it did not show up in the polls, in the ballots. So that frustration is getting even deeper.
Yeah.
And the problem is when we have, like in Washington State, when you have full-on mail-in ballots, California's, you know, same way. You don't even have a polling station in Washington. You can't even go to a poll. You have to mail it in. Then you get registered when you file for your driver's license. There's no ID requirement when they mail you that ballot. They don't even know where you live at, when they mail you that ballot. And you can change your address. And like what happened to me and my wife, we got 4 ballots in the mail from because we had moved in between the primaries and the general election last year, which means you've got thousands potential of unmanageable ballots, and people can manipulate the system without voter ID with mail. Right. It's so disgusting and so untrustworthy, and people are frustrated with that. They're fed up with it, but unless you get people elected to make the change, you're not going to see that. And this is the problem I see with the Republican Party in general, where they're electing the same people that have done the same things. Ron McDaniel has not been successful in leadership in the Republican Party. We've clearly seen that. As much as she says she has, she's gained a lot of money, but they've spent a lot of it on crazy things as well. So it's a problem. You may see the tide turning against the ideology here, but it's going to take some real big effort to overcome the institutional corruption that's existed in Washington, and certainly that is associated now with law enforcement and regulatory agencies in D.C.
An awful lot of it, really bad. Our country has sunk lower than I ever thought I'd see it, but I don't know, Jimmy. So what you're saying is you're saying it really isn't just disorganization among the Republicans. It's a very different way that they're looking philosophically at what this country needs, correct?
Right. They're looking at it, in my view, Republican establishment is looking at from an elitist DC view that says, we know how to manage you.
Yeah.
What they're missing is the American people are fed up with the way they've been managing Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
However, that's a direct threat to their power. So they're
circling the wagons. They're trying to push out other agendas. You know, Ron DeSantis came out and publicly said he needs harm. We should have Harmit Dillon in a change in the Republican Party. That's kind of a damning statement right there for for an institutional party that just reelected Ronna McDaniel. That tells you how separated they are from a very influential, very powerful Republican governor that is potential presidential candidate.
I can imagine that former President Trump doesn't hold her in the highest regard.
So he has been very careful not to say much. A lot of the left said that he's been trying to get her elected, and that he, you know, put people out to the conference to try to rally votes for her.
Yeah.
It's been he has not come out publicly and supported either one. My guess is he's being very cautious about this, did not support either side. I believe he probably would have been very happy with either one, but more happy with Harmit Dillon, but he certainly didn't want to say it because he knows he has to work with that corrupt establishment in order to be successful in the campaign. That's the sad part about politics. You have to align yourselves on occasion with people you don't really like. And unfortunately, that's what killed him in his last in his administration, was too many rhinos, or Republicans in name only, that tubed him and undermined his presidency.
Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy, we're at about 9 minutes and 20 seconds right now. I got to tell you, if Donald Trump cannot garner a huge amount of support from the Republican Party, it's going to turn out just like it turned out in 2020. We got 30 seconds left. Give you the final word.
Yeah, so 2020 was a unique situation, and I think he's gaining more and more. He's been very careful. And remember, if you alienate the Trump supporters, they're not going to come out and vote because they're not typical Republicans.
No, I realize
that.
That's
what people have to realize. That's what they have to realize at the headquarters back there at RNC.
I realize that. It's a real shame because we need it. Ladies and gentlemen, I need it too. We're done with KER Politics. It's been fun. Next week will be good too.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.